John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. He's got a new special that's available on Comcast, on Amazon Prime, on Apple TV, on YouTube, and believe it, on more. But ladies and gentlemen, joining us now, the American treasure himself, Jay Moore.
Al Pacino with John American treasure. You're going to name yourself American treasure? Hey, man, good talking to you, brother.
You have no idea how good it is to hear your voice. I watched the special. It was great to see you. You bulked up. You look good.
You know, I coach high school wrestling the past 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And I told myself, I'm never going to ask the kids to do something I cannot do. So I'm always rolling around and throwing and working out with them. I'm not running with them. No way. I'm not running. I'm done. I'm finished. If my house catches house, divorced twice, I'm trying to get away with having a house. If one of my tiny rented apartments where I cry inside ever catches fire, I'm walking out, not running, walking, because I'm done with the cardio.
Now, is that your Camaro? Or did you have to rent that because you lost that car, too?
You are such a Philly Italian. I love it so much. One of the best hours of stand-up ever filmed. And you're like, hey, whose Camaro is that?
Hey, it opens the show.
That was not my Camaro. I was told I could keep it. I'm realizing right now, John, I realized I was told I could keep it, so I got to make some calls when we're done. You want to know what show business is? I drove it 10 feet. They got that sweet-ass Camaro so I could drive it from the curb to a different part of the curb. That sounds like Dennis Miller. I drove a Camaro from the curb to a different part of the curb.
And
you love the special, Johnny? How great is it?
Really good. It's really good. And I'm going to ask you about a couple of things that happened in the special.
Okay.
Is the Tracy Morgan fight real?
I walked into the improv. He was fist fighting the audience. And he said, yeah, Jay Moore's my biological father.
Is there background on the fight? Do we know why he was fighting the audience?
Nope. No.
Actually, the story's better that way.
I was drunk and high, and my friend goes, oh, we forgot, Tracy's at the improv. And I go, oh, I can't drive. I'm drunk. But if you're an alcoholic like me, your next thought is, well, then how am I going to get there? So I'm going to drive as fast as I can so the accidents are behind me. And when I got there, I walked into the improv, and he was in the hallway, and he was in a fist fight with 40 people. And it was tied. It was one Tracy Morgan versus 40 white people. And it was the scorecards, who knows who's going to win this if we go to the scorecards? It's even. And I go to help him. That's my man. And he just sees a white guy streaking towards him in the middle of a fist fight, turns to blast me in the face with one of his giant canned ham fists. And he goes, he pulls the punch and goes, yeah, I'm not going to mess with you, Jay Morris. You legendary. Legendary. Let's get pregnant. And that meant help me fight. So then we just threw next to each other for a little bit. And I saw him maybe 10 years later. And it was with the rapper Mos Def. He goes, Jay Moore is my biological father. And Mos Def goes, word? He goes, yeah. Yeah, my biological father.
By the way, you going off on people doing concerts.
That's one of my proudest things, is those stories about concerts. I mean, it starts with concert etiquette. Don't tell me who to vote for. Don't tell me what charity I need to be involved in. No, I'm not going to sing it. You sing it. Nobody left here going, hey, that guy in front of us is really good. And it goes into Sarah McLachlan selling me a racist cat, a homeless veteran wearing a Karl Malone Lakers jersey and is laying in his own urine outside 7-Eleven. If you want to take one of those cats off TV, show it to that homeless veteran. Let him know you're doing God's work. To a Del Monte Green Bean callback. Grizzly's in there with his 1840 Yosemite Sam doctor. I know how to tell you if we did that guy made it. Cocoon reference. That has it all. It's insane, that bit. It's like a 15-minute thing. And then it goes all the way to me doing acid, watching you two do a speech about famine. And I was like, I'm high. I don't like this song. when the audience laughed like you just laughed, I knew in real time, this is perfect. Man, I'm so proud of this special, John. It's amazing.
Well,
it's
you
amazing.
Should be. You should be. It's been a long time since you've done one. The last thing I remember you doing in the special is talking about you were curious as to what it was like to wear Depends, so you bought some used them.
Yeah, that was two specials ago, because my son wasn't... Look, boys are dumb. We know that now. You know, I don't know how my 9-year-old, he should drown when it rains. He's so stupid. The other day, he goes, I'm doing the dishes in my underwear. And he goes, Dad, you had the remote for the TV on you? I go, no. I've never put my TV on, by the way, ever. Because after the divorce, I got like a little black and white TV, and I put on a cry. And I go in my bedroom that night, the remote's on the TV. He didn't even look. Boys are really dumb. I think this is in the special. I was at the Santa Monica Promenade, the pier, and there's a clown making balloon animals. I go, hey, Mac, look, there's a clown over there. And he goes, that's just a guy dressed like a clown. Let's go. I'm like, he's a genius or an idiot? It's like a Yogi Berra quote. I don't know. They're all guys dressed like clowns. There's no clown baby. Vaginal clown birth at a clown hospital where the OBGYN puts his head down there and gets hit with seltzer water. And then 44 clowns pop out of the woman, the clown mom, into a clown car. Beep, beep, beep.
Hey, Jay, when it comes to your kid and Santa, let me know. Because my 3-year-old the other day told me, hey, do you remember that guy at the farmer's market pretending to be Santa Claus? So he still believes in Santa, but he's sussing out the fake ones now.
That happened to me when I saw black Santas. And in this Me Too, I got to write that down because there's no way that's not going to be a sentence. Because I remember as a black Santa, I knew something was off. Couldn't quite put my melanin on it. And I remember somebody, an adult, telling me, no, they're friends of Santa Claus. They work.
Right.
I remember I was 10. I go, how's Santa know all these brothers? to me, that meant Santa was down. Like, that was pretty cool. And, like, if he knows a black Santa, he might know AI. And that's all I need to do the rest of my life is meet the greatest basketball player who is my exact height and weight but still could dunk and trap. Practice, man. How silly is that? Not the game. We talking about practice. How am I going to make my teammates better by going to practice, man?
By the way, you do an impression during the course of the special that I've attempted. I've seen other people attempt. You nail it. You nail it right on. Eddie Vedder. I mean, you've got him down perfectly.
Hey, Philadelphia. Hey, let's do it for Harold Carmichael. Yeah, when you see the dragon land, you'll say, bah, bah, bah. All right. Bye. You know, like Jeff Brewer doing Goat Boy, doing Eddie Vedder. I like when Pearl Jam has those crazy long intros and it doesn't match the song. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but in Darfur, all right, people have their heads cut off for having an opinion. And that's, this is an elderly woman behind the counter, a small woman. You're like, what the what? Headless people and an old lady behind a counter? What? You know, I don't know if you've ever been to a gang bang, but this is daughter. Oh, man, the Bush administration is committing genocide. And if it takes all night, that's all right. This is Sonic Reducer, but that boy, like, what are you doing? But that was the concert where I had my ground rule start. Because he stopped three songs in. He goes, I don't know if you guys know this or not. We are at the sports arena. I'm like, yeah, I drove here. I'm aware. It's on the ticket, Ed. The only thing I want to hear you say is 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm gonna lose it. That's not a lose it. No Code being the best Pearl Jam album, yes.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord.
Little Red Mosquito. No,
Jay Moore's new special, Jay Moore, American Treasure, is available on Comcast, on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, YouTube, everywhere you could possibly get it. It is going to be there. His podcast, More Stories, continues. It is always great to talk to you, my man. Jay Moore, our guest, Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.